With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign has raised $200 million since she emerged as a likely Democratic presidential nominee last week. Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says the honeymoon will soon be over.
We're going to have this 30-day honeymoon period. Things will settle. Folks will get back, talk to their family and friends, come off a summer vacation, put their kids in school, all that sort of stuff. And then they'll start really thinking about what this race really means.
Governor Sununu was interviewed by ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. National correspondent Julie Walker reports two meteor showers will flash across the sky around the same time in a few days.
The Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower peaks early Tuesday, and this year it will coincide with a second smaller meteor shower, the Alpha Capricornids. The Delta Aquarids occur every year in North America's late summer. At the peak, 15 to 20 meteors are expected to be visible per hour in the Northern Hemisphere. Viewing should be even better in the Southern Hemisphere. The weaker meteor shower, Alpha Capricornids, should produce around 5 meteors per hour. Multiple meteor showers occur annually, and you don't need special equipment to see them. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Trump has made the keynote address at the Bitcoin conference in Nashville. He says his energy policy will provide the needed resources.
You need a lot of electricity. You know, AI needs to be really dominant, and China can do it much easier. We have environmental impact statements to do, but we're going to do things that nobody thought were possible. You need tremendous amounts of electricity. You need double the electricity of the entire electricity that we have right now in the United States to dominate.
And the president speaking yesterday in Nashville, and this is SRN News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has serious concerns about the announced results of Venezuela's hotly contested presidential election. Authorities say it was won by the incumbent there, Nicolas Maduro. However, a lot of people have doubts about whether the election was carried out in a fair manner. President Biden paying a visit to the library of the last president to make the same difficult choice he did to not seek re-election. Biden's speech on Monday at the LBJ Presidential Library in Austin will be designed to mark the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act enacted under President Lyndon B. Johnson. But the visit has taken on very different symbolism in the 2 weeks it took to reschedule after Biden got COVID-19. Now the president is out of the race. Vice President Kamala Harris is the likely Democratic nominee, and the president is focused not on his next 4 years, but on the legacy of his single term. This is SRN News. Congressman Mike Waltz says the U.S. under President Biden has shown far too much weakness toward Iran despite its hand in aiding any number of terrorist groups.
Multiple assassination plots against Americans on American soil. You still have a concessions first appeasement strategy out of this feckless administration towards Iran as it's selling all of its illegal oil to China.
Congressman Waltz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Air traffic controllers will soon be getting a little more rest between their shifts.
The FAA says it's reached agreement with the Air Traffic Controllers Union. The changes will start with work schedules next year. A panel of experts recently recommended more rest to reduce the risk that tired controllers might make mistakes. The president of the Controllers Union says his group has been raising concern about fatigue for years.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.